From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Baghdad is largely back to normal after it teeter-tottered on the edge of political chaos on Sunday. The city had been in a state of emergency, protesters occupying parts of the once secure Green Zone and lawmakers fleeing while the military went on high alert. Early Sunday, protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr gathered in front of the parliament. It was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Geneva in an urgent bid to revive a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that all but has fallen apart as Syrian government forces intensified their attacks on Syria's largest city, Aleppo. VOA asked Trinity University scholar David Lesh about the prospects of reviving the ceasefire.
The prospects are small. I think the so-called cessation of hostilities is on life support, and certainly Secretary of State Kerry and perhaps even the Russians are desperately trying to maintain the illusion that some form of it continues.
Secretary Kerry is due to meet today with his Saudi counterpart, Adel al-Jubeir, and UN Syria envoy Stephanie Mistura to talk about it all. As many as 22 Somali soldiers have been killed, 10 others missing after the militant group Al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured a town in the Middle Shabelle region early Sunday. The militants claimed they had killed more than 30 soldiers, witnesses saying the militants used a suicide car bomb in the assault and seized at least 3 military vehicles. This is VOA News.